"This one was for soccer fans across Canada," said National Men's Team head coach Mauro Biello. His team delivered to fans from Victoria to St. John's the gift of an opening game in the Copa America on June 20 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta against defending world champion Argentina. "It will be a rarefied moment in the spotlight for Canada and was secured through the 2-0 victory over Trinidad and Tobago on Saturday in the CONCACAF play-in game in Frisco, Texas. I'm super happy for all our fans and what this means for our fans. It's huge," Biello said in his post-game Zoom news conference with reporters. "Playing the world champions is what our fans want to see. It was the most pivotal game for Canadian men's soccer since the national team qualified for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. After a difficult 2023, the national side simply had to get to the Copa America to show it belongs playing against the big boys of the Americas region such as Argentina, and potentially also the likes of Brazil and Uruguay if Canada reaches the playoff stages. This is what we want to see to be eventually ready for 2026, as World Cup co-host," said Biello. Trinidad and Tobago boasted a Canadian Premier League speckled roster that included Rian Moore from island-based Pacific FC, Andre Rompersad from the HFX Wanderers of Halifax and former Atletico Ottawa player Malcolm Shaw. Ryan Telfer of HFX was also selected but injured. HFX captain Rompersad started the game to earn his 12th cap and was replaced by Moore in the 56th minute as the recently signed PFC striker earned his 26th cap but was unable to score his 9th goal for the Soca Warriors. "We knew it would be a difficult game with Trinidad and Tobago sitting in a low block and waiting to hit us with counter-attacks," said Biello. A goal by Sile Lauren after 61 minutes, started by a slashing move to the box by Tejon Buchanan, and an insurance counter in injury time by Jacob Schaffelberg won it for Canada. "There was no panic in the dressing room after a scoreless first half," said Biello. "It was calm. We knew we were in control of the game and stayed patient." Canada is ranked number 50 in the world and Trinidad and Tobago number 96. Canada moved to 8-2-2 all-time against the Soca Warriors. "We acquitted ourselves well against players from Bayern Munich, Inter Milan and Porto," Trinidad and Tobago head coach Angus Eve said in his post-game media Zoom call. "The 2024 Copa America, this region's equivalent of the 2024 Euros taking place in Germany this summer, will feature all the South American nations and the top six teams from CONCACAF qualifying. In Canada's pool will be top-ranked Argentina, world number 33 Peru and number 42 Chile. Canada lost 5-0 to Argentina in 2010 at Buenos Aires in the only previous meeting between the nations." CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.